Blog Talk Radio.
Breaking News Journal, Breaking News Journal. Everyone, welcome to Breaking News Journal on Air Radio. We have with us Zev Perot out of Israel, who's going to give us some breaking news. And we have Christina Micas, who's in Palm Springs, and she's going to give us some breaking information that she just got off of her printer. And we're going to talk. Welcome, Zev and Christina, on Breaking News Journal on Air Radio. Is not, I want to say a pleasure, but I mean at the same time, there's so many breaking news stories that are going on that is so disturbing in our country and around our world, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And for all of you who are listening or on the chat room, tomorrow you want to listen to Zev on Racial Harmony Live. There's a story that he's been out ministering in the community, and tomorrow he'll be on Racial Harmony Live, and we're going to talk about that what's going on the ground level there as well. But welcome, Zev.
Shalom, hi, welcome. It's a blessing to be here today, Ruth, and together with Christina Micas.
Yes. Well, listen, I just posted on Breaking News Journal on Facebook the information about Egypt and what's going on over there and the burning of the churches and stuff, and that Mubarak is getting ready to be released, or that's anticipating releasing him, the last I heard. What is going on over there?
Well, first of all, yes, the latest news here in Israel is that Mubarak is going to be released. He was acquitted of all of the charges against him. I believe he was arrested at 2/11 and 2011, and he's going to be released. As far as what's going on here in Israel, you know, here in Israel, the news basically is talking like more about the relationship with Egypt. As far as the Israeli military is keeping very close contacts with the Egyptian military, but they don't want to take sides publicly because, you know, already, many of the people here, the Arabs and people around, the Middle East, are saying that Israel's taking sides. So they're trying not to take sides, but they are being very close contact with the military, working very close, trying to keep that 1979 peace treaty that mm-hmm. Israel first had with Egypt. So as far as what Israel is seeing right now is basically, you know, more worried about what's going on in Lebanon and what's going on in Syria, because they're scared there's going to be a lot of terrorist acts here in Israel because of the situation in Egypt. So they're more worried about that. But they're together cooperating very good with the Egyptian army.
Well, okay. What does that mean for Israel itself?
Well, you know, I mean, Israel's always been working, side by side with the Egyptian military. The Egyptian military want the same thing that Israel wants. They want, they want peace in the whole region, whole region here. And, yesterday, 25 policemen were killed. Egyptian policemen were killed at the border. Right. They took him out of the car and they shot him right in the head.
It was an ambush, wasn't it?
It was an ambush. Yes, it was.
They shot him execution
yep.
style.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Oh my yeah. God.
So what you're seeing on the world news of more of the crisis, what's going on in Egypt, and all the killings over there, which is very, very, very sad and dangerous situation. Here in Israel, they're more worried about cooperating with the Egyptian military in order to keep peace of
mm-hmm,
threats
mm-hmm.
here, and including Iran. Iran right now, mm-hmm. which is also a very big danger for Israel. Always has been, but right now it's Israel is more concerned about that right now.
How about Syria? Spillover from Syria, spillover from anything happening because of all of that around you too? Because of
what happened? Well, you know, the Israeli military is closing all the borders here. They're not even allowing a lot of Israeli Arabs or Arabs that have licenses to work here in Israel to come in. They're basically closing all the borders. Everything's tight over here. I mean, praise God, we're being protected because in a situation like this, the military, closes all the gates. So we're not experiencing any problems inside Israel, as I said. What you're seeing is mm-hmm. on the borders in Egypt. And as far as here in Israel, everything is quiet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank God for that.
Well, Zeb, have you heard anything in Israel about Erdogan in Turkey locking up his generals?
I haven't heard anything about that. Maybe you can a little bit share about that. We haven't heard about that.
Well, I heard not last week, I think it was a week before, that because the military there keeps everything kind of on an even keel so this, radical Islam doesn't get in and take over. But Erdogan wants to, Sharia-ize, I guess, Turkey. So 2 weeks ago, I think it was, they said that he jailed the military generals. Because they were threatening him or something, so he just put him in jail. I was just wondering if you'd heard anything about that.
No, we haven't heard anything about that, but, it might be on the news tonight or something, but I can just tell you that right now Israeli tourists are going to Turkey just like it was 3 years ago. I mean, they've resolved that, so I know that a lot of Israelis have been going to Turkey and for vacations, and it's really safe right now. It's for Israelis. It's not like it was a year ago, so everything's back to normal on that. And, I don't know what the. Sometimes I hear what they say on the news in Europe, and that's not what they're saying. But I'm telling you that a lot of Israelis are going to Turkey right now, and the Turks want the Israelis there because without the Israelis, they have no. I mean. Israel basically supports Turkey as far as on the tourist end. I was going to ask.
So that means that basically what you're saying then is that and if it wasn't peaceful, they would already know, and they sure wouldn't put their lives in danger.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, I just read today in the newspaper that 20,000 Israelis went to Turkey just in the past week.
Wow.
And that's a lot for such a small country.
Yeah, keep your eyes out for that because we know that Turkey's going to play a key role here at some point. So,
Christina, what is it?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go there unless God tells me to preach the gospel there.
Right.
Amen. Well, you always listening to God tell you to preach the gospel there. You know, so wherever you go, I mean, there's always miracles happening.
Well, glory to God. He didn't tell me to go yet, so I'm staying put here.
Right. I feel better with you there.
I do too. And we know that wherever you go, that God is leading you and guiding you, or else you're not going to go. So that's a good thing too. Christina, what did you run off on the printer? Well, you were going to say you were going to talk about that. So let's talk about what it was that you found, so that Zeb can comment on that as well.
Careful when you open the door. There's, this goes to Common Core, Ruthie, so it's a little off from talking about in Egypt.
Well,
and all
Common
that.
Core is happening over in Israel and all over the world too. So I mean, this is some information that they need to have too. So don't think that it's too far off because we're definitely going to have to get to the education part of news as well. There.
I'm printing it out now, but one of the pages is. We know they're indoctrinating the children to believe this global warming stuff, man-made global warming. We know that they're indoctrinating the children, to believe that children are the problem and so on and so forth. And every time we talk about the UN and globalism and so on, they call us crazy. Well, here's a document right out of Florida. This is out of their education, Department of Education. On one page is the United Nations Millennium Declaration. talking about the globalism. The next page says, we believe the central challenge we face today is to ensure that globalization becomes a positive force for all the world's people. For while globalization offers great opportunities, at present its benefits are very unevenly shared, while its costs are unevenly distributed. It goes on and on and on, this document, talking about protecting our common environment. And we must spare no effort to free all of humanity and above all our children and grandchildren from the threat of living on a planet irredeemably spoiled by human activities and whose resources no longer be sufficient for their needs. We affirm our support for the principles of sustainable development, including those set out in Agenda 21, agreed upon at the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development.
That sounds like eliminating people to me.
Well, it goes on and on, Ruthie. I mean, this is a lengthy, lengthy document, 400 and some pages long. But the upshot of this is now that this is part of Florida's Department of Education documents. This shows you how ingrained this is. When they tell us we're crazy about the United Nations, we're not crazy. It's right here in their documents. And they've not only put it in there, they put in UN Agenda 21. So when people say it's not crazy and you don't have your facts, we do have our facts. And the sad part of this is this John Casey, I don't know if you know who he is, he's a famous meteorologist, and he has proven that the science is not only wrong, but that we're in a global cooling cycle and that there's going to be a very cold spell coming. So while they're preparing everyone for, you know, this global warming and so on, we're actually in a cooling cycle. But they talk about the fact that children can't read and why you can't talk to your children and stuff. And it's really one of those things that, but the Florida Department of Education is now pushing this unsigned UN Agenda 21 Kyoto Protocol in the school for the human capital. That's where we're at right now. And it's really, really dark. So it says, this text now in Florida schools verifies our deepest concerns. We were right. Common Core Standards is right out of the UN.
Out of the UN.
Yes. So, go around telling me I'm crazy because I keep saying all roads lead back to UNESCO, which is the UN.
It's true.
I rest my case.
And what role does the UN lead to?
The UN leads to tyranny and one world government.
The one world government, absolutely.
And the end of...
We're talking about the mark of the beast. That's what we're talking about.
Amen. That's what we're talking about, Zeb. And it's here. It's in our country. It's in our schools. It's in our documents.
Well, you know, Zeb, I was telling Christina, I think, the other day, that, and the reason why I say I think, because sometimes I'm talking to so many different people, I forget what I say to whom. The people that are blinded, that just cannot see what is happening in the world and with Agenda 21 and everything, they cannot see it. You know, in order for prophecy to be fulfilled, we think that they need to understand and see it right now. Now, some people are picking up on it. But those who are going to be lost are going to be those who just cannot pick up on it, and they're going to be gone. You know, they're not going to be able to see it. So even though we want them to be able to see it, they're not going to. So if they think that Christina's crazy or I'm crazy or you, Zev, are crazy, it's because they're not going to be able to see it. And by the time that they do see it, you know, it's going to be too late. That's, you know, God's prophecy and his word is going to come forth. And so that means that people are going to be blinded and not going to be able to see. You know, our job is not to try to keep on pushing it on them. It's just to verify what he said and keep on going.
You know, Ruthie, that goes back to what the Lord gave me. And Zeb probably has his Bible there. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I was asking the Lord, why is everybody so blind? Why is it we can't reach them? What is the problem? and God gave me 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and I believe it's around verse 11, 12.
Something 13, 14. I know you gave me, something like that.
Where he talks about giving people, God will put a deluding influence on them so that they will believe what is false.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, that's. I don't know if you can find that, Zeb, but that's what's happening. And when I asked him, why is everybody so blind? This is what he gave me. And it's right in around either 11, 12, 13, 14, somewhere in around there, verse. He says, because of the wickedness and their evil ways and their embracing wickedness is how it starts out. And they did not accept the truth of Yeshua. And so they're not saved.
Well, I can see why not. I can see why not, because there, you know, you can definitely see why the broad road to destruction,
yeah,
and that narrow road is to life, because very people are not going. So many people are not going to see what's happening. I can understand that now. As a kid, I could not understand. I was like, why would anybody choose the broad road to destruction? Why would anybody do that? You know, but now you can see that they are blinded to what's going on. They don't want to accept the fact that our world is changing, and they really don't want to accept the fact that prophecy is being fulfilled. I don't care how many times we talk about this, Christine and I, we hear it all the time. We sit back and we'll listen to people saying, we know we can turn this thing around, and we can do this and that and the other. Well, you know, God's word is going to happen. Whatever he says is going to happen, and I don't care how we try to turn it around. If it's meant to be, then it's meant to be. Now, God may listen to the cries of his people and turn it around like they were asking in Sodom and Gomorrah, but we don't know if that's going to happen.
God didn't turn Sodom and Gomorrah around. God took them out of Sodom.
Well, I know, but that's because he couldn't find 10 people. They couldn't find 10
people
that are
friends. Well, you think he's going to find, yeah, except his elect right here? You know, and this is the interesting thing, is that God is allowing this deluding influence to
Absolutely.
Be on the people that have hardened their hearts. There's many that have just hardened their hearts against the truth and won't receive the truth.
Well, they're not going to. They're not going to. And that's why the same thing that happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. They could not. They
right.
could not see what God was saying, and he couldn't even find 10 people that were praying. I mean,
right.
so you know that it had no choice but to be destroyed. So I was just basically saying God's word is going to happen no matter
right.
what. I mean, unless there's a bunch of people that are praying and he decides to change it. But that's not for me to decide on that. I'm not going to decide on anything like that. I believe his word is coming forth the way he said it, and just be prepared. That's what I'm telling everybody. Get prepared.
That's exactly
right. Because it is coming.
Amen. You know, and I'm we're talking about world events and you know, what's happening in the Middle East and what's happening worldwide and with Common Core and what's happening in Israel, you know, and the city of Beersheba, you know, they had just a few days ago a big racism issue where they wouldn't allow Arabs to go inside an Israeli bank, and they got it on camera and they made a big issue out of it because somebody, you know, was spying on it and they caught it on camera. And so this is what's going on. And, you know, I mean, you know, when I'm hearing Christina and hearing you and what you're saying, and it's so true, the first thing that pops in my mind, first of all, we're approaching right now, in the 4th of September, is the Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaTorah, which is the Feast of Trumpets.
Yep.
And, you know, every time that we hear a trumpet, we know it's a warning sign, you know, and that's exactly what the Feast of Trumpets is. It's a warning sign for people to repent. It's a warning sign for believers to wake up and turn back to God and turn back to the Word. And, you know, if you would allow me just to a little bit to talk about Revelation 1:10
sure.
On that, just a little bit. Revelation 1:10, it says, And I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. And, mm-hmm. you know, and we know that the future You know, when John was getting that revelation for 2 years on the island, you know, the future was about to unfold, for God was about to teach him. You know, John did not say it was a trumpet, but he said it was like a trumpet. Now, when a trumpet is blown, you know, it has an urgency to it. You know, it's like, you know, the kings used to have a messenger that used to blow a trumpet before something happened. And it's also, it's a call. It's an urgent call. The people, you know, for the people to listen, Israel was always assembled by a sounding of a trumpet. Something important, you know, listen to, and this is the, you know, the voice of the urgency, and God is calling us really, you know, really to wake up. You know, it's a wake-up call, and we may hear the voice of God and hear the trumpet, because the day is coming. The day is coming. The sounding of the trumpet is coming, and the word of the prophecy is to make us aware, to be prepared for what is coming up on the earth.
Okay. Right. Would you do me a, would you please repeat the scripture about the trumpet and the sound of the trumpet, and also the Feast of Trumpets on of September 4th, again, and just say, repeat that again, just so that the audience can understand it, because, you know, it's exactly what it is, because we want everybody to get prepared and realize this is real stuff here. We're not only giving breaking news, but we're talking about things that are getting ready to unfold, and you need to be prepared and ready. Go ahead, Zeb.
So, you know, we're speaking about Revelation, Itgalut in Hebrew, Itgalut, Revelation 1:10. And you heard, I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Now, we know that John was in the Spirit when he saw this, you know, and he saw the great, wonderful day of our Lord Yeshua, you know, and his holy coming. And it's an awakening. It's an awakening that we may hear the voice of God as a trumpet. This is the day of the great gospel trumpet sounding. You know, the word of the prophecy is to make us aware and be prepared for what is coming up on the earth right now. And this is what we're seeing right now, is God is calling, he's blowing the trumpet. You know, the Feast of Trumpet is coming up on, which is Rosh Hashanah. The Jewish people like to call it the New Year, but it's really the Feast of Trumpets.
Uh-huh.
And as I mentioned, you know, every time that the trumpet is blown, it's a sign of a warning. And what we're talking about, all these things that we're talking about, God is warning us to turn back to his word and to be prepared for what is coming up upon this earth, because what's coming upon this earth is disaster. And if we're not going to be in the word of God, if we're not going to be ready for this prophecy that John received from the Lord Yeshua, Lord Jesus, we're in big trouble. There's no other solution except for the word of God.
You got that right.
The trumpet is the shofar. Isn't it, Zev? The trumpet is the shofar.
The trumpet is a shofar, yes. The shofar is a ram's horn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're approaching the holiday season. It begins with the Feast of Trumpets and moves on to the Day of Atonement. Of course, we know that we at Yom Kippur, we have atonement through the Lamb of God, Yeshua the Messiah. He's the final atonement. And all these days are called the days of waking up, the days of realizing, you know, it's not only for the non-believers, it's also for the believers. You know, sometimes as believers, we look at the news and we look at what's going on and we say, oh, what are we going to do? What's happening? We have to realize that it's prophesied in the Word of God. And, you know, when that shofar is going to be blown, it's already been blown. We've been blowing the shofar for the whole week already. And we're going to continue to get, of course, through the holiday season. And it reminds us to wake up and to turn to God. And also we have the Feast of Tabernacles coming up, you know, and the Feast of Tabernacle, in a spiritual way, God, you know, there's going to be a lot of tabernacles here in Israel, but God is calling us not for the physical tabernacle. He's calling us for the tabernacle of the heart. He's calling us for the spiritual tabernacle. And that's the tabernacle together with him. And again, it all comes back down to Revelation 1:10.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I want you. Yeah. Would you please make sure you write that down tomorrow? Because I have a cultural question to ask you about the traditional Jews traditional Jews versus the ones who have accepted Yeshua about the different feasts that are coming up. And I'd love to talk about that tomorrow about that. I want to know something as we're going into September. And when do the children start going to school in Israel?
Well, some elementary schools start already at the this Sunday, and most of the schools start on the 1st of September, but, you know, already on the 3rd is the holiday, and so they're going on vacation again. So actually the whole month of September is basically one holiday after another.
Okay. They should just all stay home and prepare for all of the holidays.
Right, you have Rosh Hashanah, and then you have Yom Kippur, and then you have Sukkot, which is the Feast of Booths. So they're all three.
Yeah, and then we have Simchat Torah after that, which is the when God gave Moses the Torah. It's the birthday of the Torah. It's the reading of the Torah. The cycle begins again.
Right.
So that would be right after the Feast of Tabernacles. Sukkot.
Right. Yeah,
so that's four or five.
It's four. Three of them were commanded to go to Jerusalem on these three. You know, and some people, you know, not everybody can go, but you know, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Our heart is in Jerusalem, and you know, it's important to understand that God says that these three holidays are going to determine your next year, to determine the blessings in your life the next year. And the Bible says that the windows of heaven open in these three holidays. So it's very important to give our fruits and give our blessings to the Lord in these three holidays. It's important all year long, but the Lord, you know, God really emphasizes on these three holidays.
But not only that, Zev, but on scripturally, the Lord returns on a Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot are very, very significant in Bible prophecy as well, those three feasts. Those are the only three that have not yet been fulfilled by Yeshua.
Absolutely, and again, we're talking about Revelation 1:10, you know, the trumpet. That's the second coming of Yeshua HaMashiach.
Correct. And he already fulfilled Passover, unleavened bread feast, first fruits, you know, and unleavened bread and Pentecost. All of those he's already fulfilled. The three he hasn't yet is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. And that will be going back to Revelation. That's for the end when Yeshua returns. But it will be on a Rosh Hashanah. So you better have the oil in your lamp. And be ready. And that's what this is time.
That's right now.
We want to be part of the five foolish virgins. We want to be part of the five wise virgins.
Yes, exactly. And we'll talk about the five foolish virgins and the five wise ones
tomorrow.
Oh,
God. Don't even go there, Christine. Oh, Lord. Oh, you're in for a real feast tomorrow, Zev, with this topic that she's getting ready to talk about tomorrow. It's going to be ladies and gentlemen, you must listen to Racial Harmony tomorrow when she talks about the lamps and the angels and the virgins and everything. This is an inside joke, Zev. It has to do with a report that happened on another radio program and what happened there. And we were on it and stuff. So that we'll be talking about that tomorrow. It's more a cultural and spiritual thing from those people that are misinterpreting scripture and stuff like that. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow. Is there anything? Christina. Is there anything else there that you want to share before we go and with the people?
Yeah, do I have about 2 hours?
Oh, good Lord. You have 30 seconds.
Okay, well, just basically I want really just to say that, first of all, regarding, you know, the Breaking News Journal, you know, I was just telling my wife Lynn today, I was reading the newspaper in Israel, and I'm reading and I'm seeing how the newspaper is trying to control people to read what they want, you know, and our church like that also in America. And, and it's
all
not
over.
News, I call it manipulation. And, you know, what I really appreciate about this Breaking News Journal is, you know, you talk the news the way it is and, you know, in a biblical concept, and this is very important for people to understand that news has to be the truth.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, I really, you know, that's exactly what God gave to me. It's like we have to have an avenue. You're not going to get this anywhere else, people. And that's exactly why, you know, we have the kind of people like Christina and Zev on giving us information that we need to have. And we expect to eventually to grow all over the world to be able to have reporters be able to give us information from their geographical areas in this world so that we can stay connected and really get information out to people because, you know, it's almost like an underground news service, but a major one. And that's up to you making us be that way because this is all for you and us to be prepared so that we can and be free to share what we need to be shared without being scornful or trying to act like, you know, that it's not important for the time. We, you know, this is open for God to be able to do the way he wants to do it because he's the one that gave the vision. So, you know, that's what we are and that's what we're about and that's what we're going to do and I don't care what anybody thinks about it and, you know, so until they cut the cords and stuff where I can't do anything, this is what we're going to be doing with Breaking News Journal. So that, you know, with that said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and I really want to thank you, Christina, and thank you, Zev, for joining with us today on Breaking News Journal. You guys will be hearing from him again on Breaking News Journal, so get ready. He's going to always have something good, and so will Christina. I'll talk to you guys later, and you guys have a blessed one from Breaking News Journal to the world. Good day, everybody.
Thank you, and shalom from Israel.
Shalom.
God bless. Shalom. Bye-bye.